take a look at the state of hip-hop, and it made my jaw drop, cause it's mostly just sloppy pop. I've watched the quality drop over the years, even the rap pioneers managed to bring me to tears. It's like everybody stopped trying, but people keep buying, which keeps the record companies complying, and rappers getting high and putting out this crap. It's pathetic what passes on the radio and rap. I'm flipping down the dial, then I flip it to birds, cause every song that I hear is just totally absurd. It's about as fresh as a turd, gesturing on the sidewalk as I sit there gesturing at the radio like the DJ can see me. I'm screaming so my window's getting steamy. Every song sounds the same. If you're looking for fame, why do the record sound so damn lame? The beat is a cheesy remix or a cheap ripoff, and the rappers come off sounding soft, cause none of it rhymes, and it sounds all wrong. It's like they're rapping over the beat from the previous song. I get the impression that they really don't care what it sounds like as long as it's played on the air, and the record companies will take care of that part. It's pretty sad, but that's the state of the art. Is worse than the last one. Some curses and a verse about how they're going to blast one, mumbling the lyrics off instead of really handling. That way you can't tell that they're really just rambling, and most rappers can't even handle that part. So they get against the parents by every rapper on the chart. And when that leaves you feeling all cold and empty, they just add another verse by a dead MC. Rappers nowadays come a dozen for a dime, but true lyricists are nearly impossible to find. I remember a time when I would hear Rakim and go, damn, I wanna be just like him. Today it's all about being gangsters and pimps. In real life, most of them are pranksters and wimps. The real gangsters are out there buying the CDs. The real pimps are the people in the record companies. So don't tell me you keep it real, cause you come off about as real as the integrity of Microsoft. And like them, you jam it down our throats every day. But what kills me is it never used to be this way. I ain't saying that rap can stay the same for all time, but the least they can do is make an attempt to rhyme. It's like they bought the lyrics on sale at the Quickie Mart. It's pretty sad, but that's the state of the art. What happened to the rappers who could freestyle? Flow off the top of their heads for a little while, going wild off of the dome, flowing for a long time. And hey, how about that? They would actually rhyme. Legends of the game have faded away. They can't rip it like they used to back in the day. And nobody stepped up to take their place. So now the race continues on at a lumbering pace. Run DMC ain't the king no more. LL's about as funky as a canker sore. Houdini disappeared and Dougie Fresh went stale. And I think Sir Mix-a-Lot got into some bad ale. The Fat Boys broke up and then one of them died. And when I heard that, I sat down and cried. Cause I realized I'd never get to see him perform. It was the end of an era that I had to mourn. Today's rappers can't cut it like they used to. There's a couple that I like, but I won't say who. Cause by the time the song is done, those people might suck. So I'm not gonna press my luck. I'm not trying to preach, I'm just venting my frustration at the sense of apathy in the hip-hop nation. It's spreading all over like a rancid spark. It's pretty sad, but that's the state of the art.